Okay, agenda paper 5. In September 2014, the Interpretations Committee published a tentative agenda decision not to add to its agenda, a request to clarify the circumstances in which prices provided by third parties qualify as a level 1 input in the fair value hierarchy in IFRS 13, fair value measurement. In January 2015, the staff presented an analysis of comments received relating to the tentative agenda decision. As part of this analysis, it was noted that two respondents supported the tentative agenda decision, one respondent did not, and another respondent had raised follow-up questions, which in their view required further consideration. The Interpretations Committee determined that neither an interpretation nor an amendment to a standard was necessary, and decided not to add this issue to its agenda. However, in finalizing the agenda decision, the Interpretations Committee noted that it would be helpful to further understand the additional questions raised by respondents. In this regard, the following questions were asked as part of the outreach undertaken. What is the classification within the fair value hierarchy of a financial instrument when the fair value measurement is based on a model or valuation technique that only uses unadjusted quoted prices or level one inputs? And secondly, can certain types of quotes or executable prices, for example, third-party quotes that represent binding offers, as opposed to actual transaction prices, be considered to meet the definition of level one inputs? National standard setters and their advisors provided the following comments to us. With respect to question one, a number of respondents stated that the fair value measurement would not be categorized within level one of the fair value hierarchy. And to support this view, they raised the following comments. The use of a model or valuation technique in pricing a financial instrument indicates that there is no active market for that particular financial instrument. Applying a model or valuation technique results in the price being adjusted. Models and valuation techniques may be based on algorithms that are not observable, and prices determined using a model or valuation technique are not pure market prices, in that they are aggregated prices from markets that are not necessarily active. Some other respondents expressed the view that level one classification was theoretically possible, although this was not expected to be common in practice, whilst others stated that level one classification is possible without providing detailed reasons. In respect of question two, most respondents were of the view that it was possible for quotes or executable prices to meet the definition of level one inputs, but subject to an assessment of relevant facts and circumstances, and they provided the following scenarios. The quote is a binding offer that can be accessed at the measurement date, and there have been recent actual transactions in an active and sufficiently deep market. The valuation was based on executable observations of identical securities that formed a tight pricing model, as indicated by a small standard deviation, and an active market exists, and the price is an executable quote in that active market. Some other respondents were of the view that a binding offer or executable prices would not meet the definition of level one inputs on the basis that they were not actual transaction prices. Moving on to feedback received from large accounting firms, with respect to question one, most respondents were of the view that the fair value measurement would not be categorized within level one of the fair value hierarchy. And to support this view, they provided the following comments. The model or valuation technique may involve complex algorithms that produces adjusted prices. The model or valuation technique may use quoted prices obtained at different points in time over a period leading up to the measurement date, with the different prices being adjusted to reflect the different timing. The existence of a quoted price in an active market as of the measurement date for a particular item would preclude the need to use a model or valuation, and the use of a model or valuation technique infers that there is some form of calculation or adjustment being applied. With regards to question two, some respondents were of the view that certain types of quotes or executable prices could meet the definition of level one, but again, it depends on facts and circumstances, and noted the following points. Current quoted bid and ask prices from market makers may be more representative of the price at which a market participant would transact at, as compared to prices of actual transactions that occurred at an earlier point in time. And the quoted price would need to be in an active market for the identical asset or liability being measured at the measurement date. Some other respondents were of the view that quotes or executable prices have to be derived from actual market activity. Finally, moving on to responses from securities regulators. Securities regulators included the views of their respective members and provided the following comments. For question one, one securities regulator indicated that the fair value measurement would not be categorized within level one of the fair value hierarchy. The other securities regulator noted mixed views from their members. Some stated that level one classification would be appropriate without providing detailed reasoning, while others disagreed with level one classification and substantiated this with the following points. Using level one inputs and evaluation technique would lead to quoted prices that are adjusted. The model or valuation technique itself is not a level one input, and hence the valuation would entail the use of a significant non-level one input. And level one classification was generally limited to instruments whose fair value could be determined directly by referencing public quotations available in active markets. Regarding question two, most of the feedback received indicated that their members were of the view that only quoted prices in an active market would be level one inputs. Hence, prices determined by sources other than actual prices would not qualify. The informal views of pricing service providers were also sought, and these views, together with feedback from a financial institution, are outlined in paragraphs 34 to 36 of the staff paper. After the publication of the agenda paper, the staff also received feedback from a respondent who provided an overview of third-party prices provided by pricing service providers. Again, with regard to question one, this respondent was of the view that fair value measurement would not be categorized within level one of the fair value hierarchy. With respect to question two, the respondent was of the view that it was possible, but it depended on facts and circumstances. We are not asking the Interpretations Committee to make any decisions on what we've discussed. However, we would like to ask members of the Interpretations Committee if they have any comments regarding the outreach feedback provided in this paper.
Can I just add something? Just a quick update. This is a summary of the views that we got. Does not include staff views or anything. So I just wanted to put that down. We have summarized what came to us from the outreach, including the arguments and what has been included in there for the questions that we have asked. We haven't given any staff views or any validity or non-validity of the arguments in the paper here.
Just a question about the process, I suppose, from here. I mean, I think the committee had asked that outreach be sought on the two additional questions raised in response to the first tentative agenda decision. Is it intended to analyze these and bring a paper back to a future meeting, or?
That's what we are discussing. As of now, we haven't taken a view, but I wouldn't have thought there was much diversity for us to bring back something to the committee unless we hear something otherwise.
We have a tentative agenda decision.
It's a final agenda. I'm sorry. Yes, thanks.
Excuse me. But these were related questions. They weren't exactly the ones that were.
They were not on point. Exactly on point.
So do nothing is an option.
Yes.
Earl?
Yeah, I think the arguments set out in paragraphs 17, 24, and 33, excluding the classification in level one, are quite compelling. And I think, therefore, the final agenda decision is appropriate, as written.
Reinhard?
I would be supportive of pursuing the particular items as part of our work, because the outreach, I think, although there was some consistency in response, it does indicate some divergent views out there. And so I would be supportive of the committee addressing those issues to try to narrow the diversity in views. And as I was thinking about it, I was wondering whether, in part, the wording of our final agenda decision is being interpreted by some in a way that we didn't intend. And what I'm referring to specifically is if we look at Appendix A, in the second paragraph, the last sentence says, Consequently, the Interpretations Committee noted that a fair value measurement that is based on prices provided by third parties. So it's I'm focusing on the word phrase particularly, based on prices provided by third parties. That is inherent in some of the different views as to whether if you start with prices provided by third parties, have some kind of a model, whether that's still level one, et cetera. And so, as I say, I will be supportive of continuing or addressing those issues.
Thanks, Reinhardt, and also, again, as usual, thanks for pointing. I looked at this, and also, I think I do agree that's where initially I also felt that maybe this is what. But when I go back to the standard, if you look at, I think, B45, it clearly says you can have prices provided by third parties, which would meet. So, yes, but I still think those words are necessary in here, because you can have, and I have seen jurisdictions where even the market quotes come from a service provider. What we are focusing on is that those market things should be prices unadjusted. It shouldn't go through a model. Even if it's gone through a model, I think one of the respondents analyzed it beautifully, saying that the input has to be equal to the output. I mean, so you can put it through a box. If the box doesn't do anything, then it should be fine. I think that's where most of the question comes from, where the thing comes in. Wherever people, generally when I read it, people have said you could possibly meet level one. They haven't given us very good reasons why they say they would meet level one. I think one case which came in, and this is also quite a stretch, where they were saying that, oh, I've done an average and then a bid ask. And I was thinking, what? And then I realized I've actually seen it. What they have done is, because of the system, marked it to mid and then put a bid ask from the market to bring it actually to the final market price. So effectively, it's going through, but the input is equal to output. I think generally, where, from my perspective at least, and then coming on to the question too, which when we look at the details, where it is quite facts and circumstances, so I'm not sure how much we can tie those down, because it does vary from market to market. The general impression, what personally mine, and again, open to the things which came out and it's covered in the paper, is a market perception. Two things, if you get the reason for me, is if I look at paragraph 75 of IFRS 13, a lot of people said the model is proprietary. I think the hierarchy is not trying to categorize what you're doing with the model. It's just the quality of the inputs and whether it's a price or not. Whether it's a market standard model or a proprietary model makes no difference. I couldn't care less. If your model has changed something from the market price, it's gone. The other issue that came up is an issue of perception, which I think it's important for me to state out here, is that it seems the market is perceiving these levels, hierarchy disclosures, to be a representation of the riskiness of the asset involved, and that's not exactly that's not what the standard is trying to do.
Martin? probably only one or two remarks. One remark is you talked about markets. I'm not an expert in financial markets, however, I believe that markets of equity instrument and bond instruments might differ, and also the participants might differ. And also on European level, the European Commission just has issued a new directive on markets in financial instruments directives, which is in terms of transparency, specifically in terms of bonds or so. Another point would be what kind of who is affected predominantly, and on one hand I have the typical, say, corporate companies. On the other hand, I have insurance company, predominantly insurance companies, who have very high investments, and therefore have to consider what is the appropriate valuation approach. Next topic then, what is the purpose of the levels, of the three levels? In terms, it should be, well, a kind of measure of reliability of the price. How reliable is the price? And then the question, what is a pricing agency doing? Is, for me, is always the question, well, what is the spread, the bandwidth between potential prices? So the higher the spread, the more potentially this price is not reliable. Overall, I see that we could easily come to the conclusion that quoted market price in, quoted market price out, then we are within level one. Okay. And as a committee member, I would say this is the easiest way to finalize the whole issue and the discussion. On a more general basis, again, I might ask the question, well, what is the intention of level one and level two, and what is within level two if all the insurers, for example, have papers for executable quotes, which they have to put in level two. I guess that happens already or has happened predominantly at last year ending, when the topic came up and they got stronger signals from enforcers, potentially, that they have to consider this issue. So again, from a standard setting perspective, we could say, okay, it's easy, it's fine, it's level two. More from the question, what would really help analysts? I'm still not convinced yet.
I think, without going into, I agree, that's one of the perception issues that's coming up. But from this perspective, I think when we also got, that was the late feedback which came in, was a very focused industry group, which was very clearly, that was the consistent answer, it's level two, that's what it's going to be. I would say certainly from a perception issue, that's something that will be picked up when we do the PIR of IFRS 13, which is coming through. But normally, just to quote what is happening from the PIR of which was done of the counterpart across the pond, it hasn't been come up that much. Maybe that's something we need to consider as of now, but I think that's a much broader question.
Charlotte?
I should kind of say the opposite to Martin. I read this as being broadly consistent. The sort of comments that people were making were really with around the sort of facts and circumstances that in general you would expect this, but there may be circumstances when all a model doing is aggregating and you can clearly see the path through. And in those exceptional circumstances, which I don't think anyone sees in practice, you could see that it was level one. And I think that's what people were saying. I mean, the only one that seemed slightly out was the regulators, but even that is all, it actually is all consistent. And I just think in practice, and I don't know the insurance industry, I know the banking industry, I've just never seen any diversity in practice around this. And we asked and we reached out to the industry groups to get them to speak directly to the staff on this, and everyone came back with the same response. In fact, effectively, what's the problem? This is the bit that's clear. And I agree with a lot of the perceptions around the hierarchy and the concerns about that, but they're not dealing with the level one to level two boundary. They're all on the level three boundary and the concerns that focus on those, which are the riskier, the more uncertain assets, and the ones that regulators are focusing on. So I would support sort of, I don't know what the next stage is, finalisation or refinalisation of that that agenda decision.
Tony?
I think, Wayne, I'd probably endorse your do-nothing approach. My sense is the feedback is pretty consistent with what we've said. The critical word there is rely solely on unadjusted quoted prices, and as soon as you run it through a model or do anything with it, it's not unadjusted. So I think the standard is perfectly clear. I think there's very little diversity in practice, if any. And I'm not sure I see a tension between level one and level two anyway. The tension in the model, as Charlotte says, is between two and three. Yes. So I would be inclined to sit on our hands and do nothing with this one.
Bruce?
Yeah, I was going to make pretty much a similar comment. I mean, wherever I've spoken to people about this, nobody saw any kind of issue around it. I would definitely support just issuing it as is.
Andrew?
Yeah, I agree with the last few speakers. I think we should be done here.
Bonnie?
I don't have anything to add other than what's already been said. I'm in agreement with.
Fei Long?
I don't have much to add, and I support staff recommendation.
Okay. How will this appear in IFRIC update? A good time was had by all?
I'll put this up that the IFRIC agreed that no further, subject to the update and the update on the outreach, There was no further work to
no
be done.
Further, no, no further work needs doing.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Everybody's agreed?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.